Yeah, so this is the challenge for everyone that's listening. If you're listening to any K-pop song and you come across the line where someone says, I'm finna do something, change it to finally and see if it makes sense.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 108 of How You At You. It's your girl Shinies from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the latest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. And don't forget to rate us and leave reviews on wherever you are listening to us. Does that make sense? Well, it does now. Anyway, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where Shanice gives us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Big Hit Music have asked fans to refrain from visiting the camp during BTS's Jin enlistment on the 13th. And also, there will be no official event on the day of enlistment, which makes sense because that will just shut down roads, streets, probably will shut down the country, which won't make Jin's enlistment time good for him, because I don't know how it works. I don't know if like other people look down on him like, oh, you think you're better than us because you're Jin, or I don't know. But yeah, if you do know, do refrain from turning up. Yeah, I feel like people listen.
I hope people will listen, but there's this one content creator that lives out in Korea, and they were saying that they've already heard things of like these quote unquote fans, because I feel like if you're a real fan, you would just be considerate and listen. But these quote unquote fans like wanting to plan stuff and wanting to go and finding the location and sharing it and stuff. So I hope it's just speculation and people aren't, but yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. Moving on, JYP Entertainment has announced that NMIXX's Jinny has departed from both the group and the agency. That's all we know. We don't know the ins and outs. Apparently, I saw somewhere, and I don't know how true this is, that newer artists, or I don't know when this has started actually, but they have to sign, if they decide to leave their group or JYP, I don't know if it's either JYP aren't allowed to talk about it or the artists that have left can't talk about it. I think it's JYP can't say anything unless they say anything. So that kind of gives me, if that's true, this might be on like Jinny's terms. I don't know. But yeah, that's all I know really.
Well, they're quite new. So yeah. Hopefully everyone is okay and nothing too crazy happened.
Yeah. There's some comeback news. So according to an exclusive report from GTBC, BTS's Jimin will allegedly be featured on Big Bang Taeyang's comeback album, which is scheduled to be released in January next year. There's a lot of January comeback. So there's a NCT 127 are planning a comeback. Luna are meant to come back. Everyone's kind of side-eyeing that with the whole Chu situation, but we'll see. SF9, Monster X, and NewJeans are also coming back in January. And NewJeans will also have a pre-release on the 19th of December as well.
Jimin feature, yes. I was taken aback. It made me feel like, you know when you'd be... was you a Disney kid growing up?
No.
Oh, well, basically, on Disney, I think it would happen on any, like, kids' TV network, but there would be, like, crossovers from shows, so you might be watching, like, I don't know, Hannah Montana, and That's So Raven turns up. That's great.
To be honest, this doesn't seem too crazy to me, because I just know how much BTS love Big Bang, so...
They've never worked together before, have they?
No. Well, because you have to remember, during, like, BTS's rise, you had the other members of Big Bang in and out of military
or and everything,
getting married or whatever. So that doesn't surprise me. It kind of makes sense. It was bound to happen with someone, one of the members from somewhere. So it don't seem that crazy to me. Moving on. Puma Korea has released an official apology regarding the accident that occurred during NCT 127's commercial shoot. So on the 9th of December, SM Entertainment revealed that while NCT 127 was filming an advert earlier that day, a jungle gym structure that was part of the set had unexpectedly collapsed. Four members sustained minor injuries in the accident. So that will happen to Johnny, Jaehyun, and Jungwoo. And they immediately went to hospital to be examined. And Tael chose to go home and rest instead. Fortunately, after undergoing examinations at the hospital, Johnny, Jaehyun, and Jungwoo were found to have no major injuries aside from minor bruising. However, for the sake of the members' health, NCT 127's pre-recording for SM Entertainment's 2023 SM Town Live SMCU Palace at Gwangya concert. Sorry, this is a long name.
I love SM.
Has been postponed, and Jungwoo will also not be appearing on NBC's Music Core as an MC this week.
That's crazy. Well, at least they're safe and yes. Well, as far as we know, I think that's the main thing.
Of course,
I know there would have been people that were looking forward to the activities, but I think it's nice to, not saying that SM doesn't usually or any other companies, but it's nice to know that the company is like, know what, even though the injuries are minor, just take the time off, make sure you're fully okay. I think that's probably the best choice.
Yeah. And I think you just saying that just makes me realize how long we've been like in this space, K-pop space, like the fact that we're praising this, like the yes. bar is the floor.
So
like it's so low. It's like, yeah, that's what should happen. Like, but anyway,
we're used to like artists dancing with like broken legs.
Fofo's like, yeah, it's fine. But no, hopefully, you know, as you said, it's minor injuries, so they should be okay-ish, but it's good that they can, you know, rest up and heal. Hopefully not too much pressure on the healing part. Take as long as you need, because don't worry about it, sweetheart. And last but not least, some Hyuna news. So there's been some reports circulating that Hyuna has been in discussions with J-Park's label More Vision. Apparently, there hasn't been nothing exclusive created yet with Hyuna and the label. More Vision did share that nothing has been determined in regards with Hyuna joining the label. But,
okay.
Yeah, that's about it, really. So that is Hot Topics. Oh God. I'm choking on myself. Let's start
be
again.
Careful.
Okay. That was Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at Hallyu at You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What. We send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, questions, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so this very first unpopular opinion for today is, I'm going to get told I have trash taste, but honestly, none of Blackpink's title tracks have ever really made me think, yeah, this is trash. I love Bumbaya, Pink Venom grew on me after a second time of listening to it, and How You Like That. I don't listen to them often, I never hated them, and Shutdown was perfect for me. I loved it.
Yeah, I don't think Blackpink's title tracks have been trash. I feel like it's harsh. I just think a lot of people have this like high expectation of Blackpink, and because people argue that it's a similar format, I guess, with the songs, even though the songs do not sound alike, but because it's like, okay, this is, we know what's about to happen within the song, even though they're kind of slightly different. But what I have noticed as well, and I don't know if it's just like a girl group thing in general, because I feel like a lot of the public are harsher on girl groups. I feel like either way, you can't win, because I feel like if they divert too far away from what their sound is, then I feel like you have like a whole itsy situation where people are like, oh my gosh, what's this? I don't like it. But then like, if you do a Blackpink and you kind of change up the variation a little bit, where it's different, but it's the same, but it's different enough, if that makes sense, then it's just like, oh, this is boring. Like, it's the same thing over and over again. But on the same at the same time, I feel like because Blackpink's comebacks are so spaced out, it's just like, okay, we waited all this time for what?
Yeah, I agree. And we've had this conversation probably a few times before. I think if we just look at Blackpink, yes, in K-pop, we're used to one act giving us rock one week and something else the next week and something else. I think Blackpink actually do what it says they do on the tin. They've always been quite true to their concept and their theme and what they do, and they do it well. Am I going to sit here and say that I listen to all their albums? No, I don't think their title tracks are bad. I think sometimes people are underwhelmed because, as we've said, there's usually really big gaps in between their comebacks. So people are like, oh, we've missed you all this time. Like, give us more. But they're kind of just giving you what it says on the tin. Like, you get the doll, batteries not included, have fun with it. Like, just, like, I don't think their title tracks are terrible. Does that mean every song is going to be good to everyone? Absolutely not. Everyone has different tastes. Their fans might like some songs more than others. But I don't think we can sit here and say that their title tracks are usually bad. Do they always catch on like the first time you listen to it? No, like sometimes it takes a bit of time to grow on you. Out of these ones that this person's mentioned, Bumbaya, I can't remember the entirety of the song, but obviously the chorus, that was okay. Pink Venom didn't wow me, but it done what it done. How You Like That, it wasn't my favorite song. I like Shutdown. I think Shutdown was really cool. Yeah, I wouldn't say that their title tracks are bad.
No,
do they probably have quote-unquote better songs that would be great as a title track? We see that all the time where groups or artists might have an amazing song a few tracks down on their album that you're like, no, that should have been the title track. Maybe it's a situation like that, but I don't think their music's terrible.
Yeah, and I think it's just because Blackpink in themselves, they're a big name, so any small scrutiny is going to be amplified.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to another group. So yeah, I agree with this opinion.
Yes. Okay, thank you for sharing. Next one is, Aespa is more promising than ITZY for the future. I just don't see what more ITZY could show us.
I don't know. I feel like it's a bit unfair because kind of relating to that other opinion, I feel like ITZY are getting a lot of flack at the moment because of, you know, them trying new things and changing it up. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think they're trying to see what sits with the public, what they can, I don't know, words have just left my head, but you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like they're just trying new things. And I feel like ITZY and Aespa, they're very different. I don't understand where the comparison is.
Yeah, I also find the comparison or like the parallel that people make between them because, okay, yes, on paper, are their concepts similar? And I say that loosely in terms of being like these cool, edgy girls playing in like the futuristic technology kind of concept, sure. But they have like very different styles and represent like very different things in my mind. I think ITZY and Aespa are equally as promising. I think we've seen quite a few different things out of Aespa, but I think they do their niche and their sound quite well. And I'm kind of interested to see like what the next crazy thing will be that ITZY throws out or tries, or because they are very experimental and like every comeback is quite different. I don't know. I would say that they're still quite promising and they have a lot to show.
Yeah.
I think any kind of concept could really work well for ITZY. I can't think of a concept that they probably couldn't do.
Yeah, as I said, I just wouldn't compare the two. I feel like Aespa are these alien AI girls from Mars, and then ITZY are like the edgy girls in Korea. So I don't know. Like I just wouldn't compare the two. I just feel like they both are promising and they have different trajectories that they're going down. I wouldn't pit them against each other, to be honest.
That's that. But if you want to sort of delve into your unpopular opinion a bit more or shed some more light on it, please do drop us an email or submit. Well, if you submit more about this anonymously, well, we know it's you. If you maybe put this at the top, perhaps. Okay, and on to our last.
Or anyone else could add to it. If anyone else has heard this and are like, oh, garden, blah, 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 then that's fine.
Exactly. Okay, and then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, Nam June is objectively one of the best songwriters in the industry.
Sure. I feel like it's kind of hard for me to say in a sense, not because I don't think he's a good songwriter or anything, but I'm going to assume Shay as well. We're mainly going off translations at this point. So I can't really sit here and disregard other people because I feel like there might be certain things or certain nuances that we won't get because we don't live in Korea or we haven't, you know, we don't grow the same or whatever that may go over my head that are amazing. I'm not disregarding Namjoon's talent. I think probably from his generation. And yeah, I agree. Like, you know, he probably is one of the best songwriters in the industry. But yeah, I don't have like a lot of like factual things to jump off from, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and please forgive my ignorance. I know he's just had an album recently, which I haven't listened to any of the songs, but I can't name you one song that he's written. Maybe my head's just blank right now. I literally can't think of a song that he's written, so I my opinion on this is pending.
Well, I feel like he writes, you could go by his verses. He writes all his verses. You know that.
Does he?
Yeah, he writes all his verses, for sure. Definitely. Okay. All like, Sugar, J-Hope, they definitely write their own stuff, rap-wise. So even if you don't know, like, a song, you know, like, a verse from a BTS song. They usually write their own stuff.
Now I'm trying to think of a rap verse. My brain is so gone. He's a lovely lad.
If you just think of their ciphers alone, never mind.
I know cipher, but I don't know cipher name. My brain is blank. I can't think. Like, he has great flow and everything when he raps. I know that. But I literally cannot think of him rapping right now for some reason.
But that's what I'm saying as well. Like, you would only know this if maybe you like a certain song, and then you'll go out your way to go then look up the English subs. Do you get it? But then it's only a limited view that we have. Because there's certain songs that I like, but I wouldn't go out my way to actually look up what... This might sound bad, but I wouldn't go out my way to go look up exactly what was said in verse one. It's just like, oh, this is a vibe. So sometimes, like, we might listen to something, but like, oh, yeah, the flow and everything was great. But then when you go look it up, they're going, you know, scoopity-doop, poopity-doopity-doop. And it's just like, okay, they're not saying anything, but it sounds good.
We're going to have to maybe go look into this a little bit more.
Because it's like as well, sorry to cut you off. Go on. Like, for example, I feel like when certain rappers in groups or whoever writes the raps for a particular group and they try to put AAV in the song, and obviously we know what that means, and they use it wrong. And it's like, okay, yeah, this might sound good, but now I'm thrown off because this sounds bad. Because it doesn't make sense. Like someone said, oh, what was it? I think someone said on TikTok or something like that, the reason why certain artists keep using the word thinner wrong because they feel like thinner means finally. So if you look at a lyric and they have the word thinner on it, try changing that to finally, and now that line will make sense.
Dude, that happens. What? Is it thinner like more like, oh, I'm finna do something? Or
yes, but they've kind of translated it in their mind that it means finally. So I remember someone saying, okay, look at this particular song where someone says, I'm finna gonna or whatever, right? Someone's definitely said I'm finna gonna, which doesn't make any sense, right?
What?
If you change the finna to finally, it's like,
I'm finally gonna do. Oh,
see what?
Okay.
Like, it makes sense. Do you get it?
Reverse Google search song.
Yeah, so this is the challenge for everyone that's listening. Go and if you're listening to any K-pop song and you come across a line where someone says, I'm finna do something, change it to finally and see if it makes sense.
This is a whole other subject, but I love random English words in K-pop songs, specifically in rap, because it never makes any sense grammatically. contextually, it's just there for kicks and giggles, and I love that. Because I've been aware that BTS like heavily participate in the creation of their music and what's it called, like producing and stuff. But I feel like I want to know more about this. Like, what songs have they specifically written, or like?
I'm telling you, especially the rap line. I can't speak for the others because I'm not 100% sure, but I know them man there. Yeah, they've been writing. Because if you think about it, yeah, this is no shade to anyone under a big hit, hype, whatever. If those were written by someone else, some other group that has a rapper in it, that has their stuff written for them, you'd be like, oh, this song, or their verse kind of reminds me of a Sugar verse, or this song kind of reminds me of a rap RM verse. Do you know what I mean? You don't really get that. You never get that.
Okay. Yes, well.
If we listen to, like, Blackpink or whatever, you can tell, yeah, Teddy's written something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who said it. Yes, everyone puts their own little spice, their little flair to it, but you can still sit back and be like, yeah, that right there, that's Teddy. That's someone else.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like I've never thought about this, or maybe because I don't listen to as many things as I used to. Yeah, I've always known that they've been like heavily involved in their creative process. I have heard that RM also writes and produces for other people. Because even on his latest album, who was it? He had written like what he wanted the collaborating artist to sing, I guess. Like he wrote had written everything. He hoped that she wouldn't be offended, but he just really wanted her voice to bring what he had written to light. So I'm aware that he's in that space, but okay. But like you said, in terms of songwriting and the lyrics and stuff, it would be somewhat hard for an outsider or someone that doesn't understand Korean, maybe on a native level, to understand all of the nuances to come to that conclusion.
But especially rap.
But yes, thank you very much for all of those unpopular opinions. Remember, if you want to send us anything, be that an unpopular opinion, a story or a request, or even a suggestion, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you, or you can send them to us on socials. Okay, so now we've come to the end of the episode, which means it's time for On The Radar. And this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Girl group Billy, they did a cover, dance cover to Shiny's Don't Call Me, and they were getting it. I was like, okay. I haven't really looked into Billy. I've seen a few clips here and there. They seem like fun, but they don't really seem like my type of vibe. But I was talking to Ashley and they said to me that on their album, they have a lot of like R&B type tracks. And I was like, okay, maybe I should look into them. So that's always on my radar. And last thing that was on my radar is there is a new boy group. I don't know if they're pronounced Seed or Sheed or XEED, I don't know, but they debuted earlier this month and I'm loving the ages. The youngest is 26 and the oldest is 30, and we love that. It's a 4-member group. I haven't heard anything, but it's just the fact, you know, I like the idea of, you know, debuting older groups. And I hope this extends to women as well, because I do know, you know, they make women feel after 25, like, oh my gosh, she looks good for her age. I'm like, she's 25. Like, what was she meant to look like? So, yeah, I just hope this is a new thing that will slowly come in. And it would make sense because, especially if they, with the men, if they could debut some idols that have already done their military service as well, you never have to be like, okay, what am I going to do for this while so and so is away? Like, yeah. it's all done, packaged, thank you, wham bam, thank you ma'am. So yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, my radar, I don't have a ton on my radar at the moment. Actually, I started watching this Korean reality show earlier today, literally, and it's called Pink Lie, I think. From what I've gathered so far, it was recommended to me by a friend, but from what I've gathered so far, the concept and premises is a dating show. I guess like people have the aim of meeting someone, but you're wanting to meet someone without them knowing one of your biggest secrets, so they don't like have these like prejudices against you and things and preconceived notions and ideas. So your secret, or they call it your lie, but you're kind of lying because you, on the show, you can say that your name is something else. You can say that you're a different age. You can say that you're a different profession, but you have a big secret like, oh, I'm from a wealthy family and I don't want people to judge me on that. Mm. Or I used to be in the adult entertainment industry and I don't want my potential partner to judge me on that. But the difference on this show is that they have access to their phones, so they could, from hints that they've gotten about someone, try and Google the person. They say to not to, but someone could. And if there's someone on the show that you actually know, you're not meant to
make it obvious,
let other people know. Yeah, basically. So okay. I'm literally only, I don't know how long the episode is, but like I'm probably majority of the way through episode one. It's quite interesting. There's like a few different characters. Heechul is one of the, what do they call them? Like the MCs, you know, and they cut from like the episode like make, to commentators. Yeah. So he's one of the commentators.
They love a good commentary on these shows, isn't
they
it?
Do.
Like a little panel. Like it's a sport. I love it.
Exactly. Like sometimes I'm like, ah, it's great because you're watching them maybe say things that you're thinking. But other times I'm like, can I just watch the episode, please? But it's quite funny because at the moment, for each of like the new girls that have come in, so they've all come in at the same time, but obviously they come in increments. So like the first girl arrives and then the first guy and so on. But for every girl that's come in, Heechul's like, oh, why didn't you guys let me be on the show? Like this girl's really my type. And then, well, not to spoil it, or like slight spoiler alert, I guess, for anyone that might want to watch it, but one of the contestants on the show, when they were sharing professions, so it could be made up. We as an audience don't really fully know at the moment. Mm-hmm. But one of the guys said that he used to be in a Japanese boy group and he's now the CEO of like a Hallyu company, I guess. And like he organizes concerts and other things. And he chose like, oh, like I know everyone in the industry and I've never seen this guy before. So, yeah, it seems funny so far. So it'd be interesting to see where it goes.
What's it called?
Let me actually bring up the name. It's on Disney Plus because that's where I'm watching it, and it is called Pink Lie.
Why? Okay, maybe there's some connotations. Like, why Pink Lie?
I don't know. And because my thing was, other than forcing them to go by a different name on the show or telling them that you can't say what your real profession is yet, technically they're not lying. It's more like, oh, what's my secret? Or what do you think I'm hiding? But yeah.
Interesting. What an interesting way to start.
Exactly. Start relationship on lies.
On a lie. Great advice, kids. Anyway, thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to howyoutea@gmail.com. You can also submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. And wherever you're listening to us, be that Spotify, I think iTunes has it. I don't know where you're listening.
Apple if you Podcasts, can, Pandora, that as Amazon, well. Deezer. Yes. Those places we out here.
So wherever you're listening to us, feel free to leave us a rating and a review so that we can keep bringing you more content like this. And if there's anything in particular that you want to hear more of or see more of in the future, just let us know.
Yes. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_ on most thanks.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.